Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I've been entertaining myself today with a few things. Primarily the Breyer stepping down, and now the only requirement to be a Supreme Court justice apparently is to be a female black American, preferably of leftist bent. And I really, really hope, I hope that he nominates Kamala Harris. That would be the cherry on the whipped cream. Anyway. yes, I've been enjoying that part of it today. But let us move on, shall we? Now, there are approximately 38,000 deaths and 4.4 million serious injuries each year due to reckless driving, hit and run, DUI, evading, or escaping police pursuit. The number of vehicles used worldwide during the commission of a crime, including buses, vans, trucks, motorcycles, boats, aircrafts, and SUVs, exceeds $30 million annually. Drug cartels frequently use aircraft from a $10,000 single-engine propeller to a $10 million multi-engine turbojet and even $500 motorized hang gliders. They use boats from the innocuous Panga canoe to million-dollar high-speed ocean racers, sailboats, yachts, and inland waterway houseboats. When a drug dealer is, you know, busted, dealer's house and the vehicles and the other personal property, sometimes including jewelry, are usually confiscated. They are then listed as drug paraphernalia, and they're put up for public auction. You know, you can find all kinds of stuff at a police auction. I know this group of kids who went to a police auction because they were looking to for a used mountain bike. And they wanted to convert it into a motorized jitney-like object to shuttle people around Santa Barbara. And they were convinced that with the snap of a finger, all five of them would be millionaires before they were juniors in high school. So they went, and it was soon discovered the bids for these used and stolen and unclaimed bicycles quickly escalated from 2 to 10, then to 40, putting that exquisite double-decker rickshaw business out of business. So they switched to sell bottles of Santa Barbara beach sand to tourists. And, you know, by that time, the inventor of Pet Rocks was already selling pet beaches. Now, when you go to an auction, you'll see tables full of all kinds of things. At this auction that they went to, they found 5 sizable bolt cutters, some new hacksaws, a dozen crowbars, and a box full of high-end tactical flashlights. And these items have been passed over for auction and instead had individual price tags. So, one of the boys' dads bought a new pair of bolt cutters, $3, a hacksaw, a dozen diamond grip blades, $2 each, and 3 flashlights, $1 each. All were regularly sold through mail order catalogs at $20. And of course, this was back in the day before eBay and Amazon. And all of these things were being bought and sold as a result of drug seizures, burglaries, auto theft, and black market confiscations. And the city of Santa Barbara eventually used these monies to pay for youth intervention, rehabilitation, and child protective programs. Many other cities in the country have similar restitution auctions and confiscated property sales that raise millions of dollars annually. Same Humvees used during bank robberies or yachts and aircraft involved in transporting cocaine, or even the mobile homes used by pimps, drug cookers, and bomb makers have become the golden goose for many municipalities. Many agree that it wouldn't make sense to set fire to the crack houses and sink those fancy boats or melt down the trucks, Humvees, bolt cutters, hacksaws, and crowbars. Where's the money or the common sense in crushing a Learjet 650 Challenger into a lawnmower just because it was used during the commission of a felony? Should these inanimate but potentially deadly products, for example, a Cadillac or a school bus owned by a human trafficker or drug lord, be destroyed because they were used for an illegal purpose? Now, despite the possibility that some of these police auction items might be used in future crimes, most politicians would declare with righteous indignation that the money will do far more good than the risk of bolt cutters or a Formula 500 Super Sport crossover falling into the wrong hands. Which brings me to my question. When a firearm has been confiscated during the commission of a crime, what is wrong with allowing cities and or law enforcement to resell that gun? I've actually bought a few of them myself back in the 90s. Most likely the person committing the crime did not have to pass a background check and probably didn't even have a receipt for the purchase. And then when confiscating a gun is later sold at auction, the new owner will have to complete the paperwork required for each particular city or state. It's possible that the same gun used in a home invasion, instead of being melted or otherwise disposed of, could then be used to protect a family or business. And by unnecessarily destroying these inanimate objects, knives, guns, and ice picks, nonprofit organizations and diversely beneficial, highly inclusive social programs are being deprived of millions, if not tens of millions of dollars. If the money from these confiscated weapons could save just one life, wouldn't it be worth it? Maybe we should rethink the way a potential golden egg is being wasted. Maybe we should be trying to take these random ideas and turn them into an edible omelet. I have never understood. Which case was it? In numerous cases I've talked about with Dean Weingarten, one thing that the prosecutor absolutely wants to have happen is he wants to have the guns that were confiscated out of this crime to be destroyed. For no other reason than he wants to, that, you know, they confiscate two guns, he wants there to be two guns fewer in the world. Where at the same time, law-abiding individuals who are buying guns at a record pace could buy that gun and use it for protection instead of as a predator. Now, what would be wrong with that? What could possibly be wrong with changing that? And yet there's some anti-gun regimes out there that are so, so extreme that they would rather somebody actually get hurt than be able to protect themselves, if only to be able to virtue signal about guns. Now, these same people understand the utility of guns, without a doubt, but they don't want you to have a gun. And while they're out there, putting different ways to get out there and take more money from you and make it harder for you to get a gun, they're also taking away what could be a cheap source of self-defense weapons from people who could genuinely use them. So, just food for thought. As you know, later on we're going to talk about San Jose, because they have voted for that now. San Jose becomes the first in the nation. Three cheers for San Jose. I guess we'll be seeing you cats in court. Better get your legal pads ready. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
hunt. Compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Dateline, Alabama. Normally, when you're thinking about gun grabbers, you don't think about Alabama. The Yellowhammer State is not known for being a hotbed of anti-gun, radical, leftist ideology. But with as many gun owners as they have in Alabama, they should be shocked by the recent statements of the Alabama Sheriff's Association's director, Robert Timmons, which I don't know exactly what kind of hold he has, other than maybe being like an association for all of the sheriffs to be a member of. they're considering constitutional carry. And Timmons decided to double, well, first of all, he opposes it. And he's decided to double down on it. And in doing so, he's revealed his revisionist views of the Second Amendment and the right to keep and bear arms. For example, he supports there would be amendment to the U.S. Constitution to limit firearm possession to within one's home. He says if such an amendment was adopted, gun ownership in the United States would be fundamentally transformed and seriously undermined. And such a belief is a distant departure from the principles held by the Founding Fathers. And consider that Thomas Jefferson once wrote that a firearm should be one's constant companion. Founding Fathers like Jefferson wanted American citizens to be able to protect themselves not only from a common criminal, but also a tyrannical government. And that's probably why the drafters of the Bill of Rights included the term bear in the Second Amendment. Arms not only for storage at home, but carried out in public as well. And what Timmons fails to realize is the Second Amendment is not a giver of the right to keep and bear arms. It simply is codifying and recognizing a God-given pre-existing right. And when a permit is required, however, one no longer has a right. They have a government-regulated privilege. So his position clearly demonstrates why his association is so opposed to constitutional carry. Not only is this out of touch with the Constitution, but it's also out of touch with other states and even other sheriffs or associations. Because constitutional carry is becoming trendy. Just last year, 5 states adopted it, bringing the total number of states in the constitutional carry club to 21. Alabama's northern and western neighbors, Tennessee and Mississippi, have already embraced permitless carry, while Florida and Georgia may soon join the club as well. But if the Alabama Sheriff's Association continues to get its way, Alabama may be the lone state in the southeast that requires permits, falling behind its neighbors. And states that have moved to constitutional carry have not experienced the concerns expressed by Timmons, such as his worry for public safety. Consider that Vermont and Maine allow constitutional carry, but those states are constantly rated as some of the safest states in the country. Now, thankfully, not every sheriff's association or law enforcement agency shares Timmons' misguided thinking. In North Carolina, the Sheriff's Association maintained a long-standing position of support for pistol purchase permits. But recently, the association reversed their position and now advocates repealing the permitting scheme. And when Maine was considering constitutional carry, the state police actually testified in support. Law enforcement as a whole, and I'm not talking about guys running the sheriff's organization or the sheriffs or the chiefs of police or anything else, but just cops, street cops. 80%+ of them support you carrying a gun. For some reason, we only get to hear about, though, the heads of this or the heads of that don't. Now, Alabama is actually generally a good place for gun owners, but it's lagging behind the freedom welcomed by neighboring states. And it's probably time for them to embrace the freedoms expressed by the Founding Fathers and become the 22nd constitutional carry state. Permitless carry, which is what I actually call it, is a, I know for some people out there, they're like, you mean you allow people to carry weapons without a permit? I got bad news for you. People carry weapons without a permit every day. Most of them we call criminals. Some of them we call citizens that can't get a permit. And I'm not talking about people that can't get a permit in my state where everybody can get a permit because they're shall issue. I'm talking about people in California. I'm talking about people in New York. You'd be surprised to find out how many people actually carry a gun that have no permit simply because they can't get one because of policies around them. And they're juggling some very dangerous stuff as far as what might happen to them in the event they had to use a gun. But at the same time, they've made a decision based upon their environment. And therein lies their problem. Now, politicians are rapidly becoming a class of people that we should consider to be persona non gratis. You know, law enforcement should never be in the position of policymaking. Simply because too many in law enforcement nowadays have gone along with this thing, well, you know, I was given an order. When you take that oath, unfortunately, lawman, that oath is between me and you. It's between the people and you. You're being endowed with a lot of power that most people don't have. So you got to take that oath to make sure that we feel good about you having those things you're endowed with that you're permitted to have. And when you violate it, well, that could become problematic for you. But you certainly shouldn't be out there. You shouldn't be allowed to enforce laws and make laws at the same time. I think that's a really bad combination of things to do. Enforce the laws that are on the books. Do your best to know what they are, because that's impossible, but do your best to know what they are in your local municipality, and treat everybody the same, and do unto others. And that means that if I put my hands up and I'm complying, don't slam me to the ground. Let me comply. I'm not going to resist you. It's not me versus you, no matter what they teach you at the academy. But yeah, Mr. Timmons probably needs to shut up, especially in the state that he is running the Sheriff's Association for. And the sheriffs of Alabama probably need to take him around and, have a chat with him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The bottom line, Putin deserves to be sanctioned now.
That's Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina speaking on Fox News. Graham continues on why he believes Putin should be sanctioned.
He's put over 100,000 troops on the Ukraine border. We're having to withdraw American citizens and government officials because of the provocation. He's destroying the Ukrainian economy. He's thrown the world in a ditch.
Graham also believes more weapons and supplies should be sent to Ukraine so they can defend themselves from a potential invasion by Russia. The current death rate from COVID-19 is almost as high as during the Delta variant surge last fall. Statistics from Johns Hopkins University show the average daily of coronavirus deaths passed 2,000 last Friday and was up to 2,033 by Sunday. This is USA Radio News. Illegal immigrants that are supposed to be deported are instead being sent throughout the United States.
Dozens of illegal immigrants are getting a free pass into America thanks to the Biden administration. Reports are coming in our government in unmarked buildings and buses are processing and redistributing single male immigrants in Brownsville, Texas. That's a violation of Title 42. At the airport, some of the immigrants claim to be going to Atlanta, Houston, and Miami. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
We continue to be under Title 42. We have a stringent protocol, and we are still in a global pandemic, and includes those who do not show up will be subject to the repercussions of that.
Department of Homeland Security claims 47,000 illegal immigrants ordered to appear did not. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At the end of their two-day meetings, the Fed Reserve is signaling that they could raise interest rates soon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This, we're at this shocking turn of events that is not shocking at all. It turns out that the people who call you Nazis all the time are really excited about the chance to arrest you for speaking freely and doing as you choose. You can't see it right now because you're in radio land, but this is my shocked face. Do I look shocked? You know what leftists really hate? They hate the truth about rebellious nonconformist music, which is our music. They're the drones, the sheep, the one humming the official narrative whose chorus is obey, obey, obey. Punk rock and post-punk rock is conservative. Disagree with me? Well, fight me then. But I guess dissent is not patriotic anymore, though when 2025 rolls around, it sure will be again. There was a recent Rasmussen poll that found some inclinations on the left side of the aisle that might come as a shock to the people in a coma since 2008. It found that only 58% of all voters would oppose fining people who refused to get a vaccine. But 55% of Democratic voters would support that idea. In fact, 59% of Democrats support locking people who won't submit in their homes. 45% would send these pariahs to camps where they presumably could be concentrated. And further, 47% of Democrats favor a government tracking program for those who won't get the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, keep in mind, this is when the COVID panic is far past its peak and more people are saying enough. These weirdos, however, are saying not enough. And there's more. About 48% of Democrats think the government should be able to fine or imprison individuals who publicly question the efficacy of the existing COVID-19 vaccines on social media, television, radio, or in online or digital publications. This must be the very rarely used just kidding clause in the Constitution, which comes into effect when the flu comes around. This would have been, you know, when I was attending law school, this was obviously on one of the days that I missed, which I missed them all. So let's understand clearly what these monsters are saying. They're saying that the government should be able to arrest you for disagreeing with the government, at least when they agree with the government. They're saying that if you don't comply with their scientifically unsound commands, you can be locked up, or you can be locked in or locked up, and they think that's okay. They support it. And in the meantime, while you're still sitting there, just remember, you're a Nazi. The poll did not test irony's approval numbers among the left, but they seem strongly in favor. Now, these people are not all stupid. Do not give them that out. They know that none of these things would work, even if efficacy were the test. They want the power to tell you what to say and do upon pain of guys with guns coming to your house, because today the emergency that gives them the authority to shut you up and throw you in jail for disobedience is COVID. And then tomorrow it will be insurrections, and the day after that some other nonsense. They want you broken and obedient. COVID is just an excuse. There's always going to be an excuse. And given the ability, they will do it. Look at Australia. Australia is not a cautionary example to our Democrats. This is an inspiration. This is a dry run. And the key moment in these fascists' ability to do it came along before the first manifestation of the Chinese virus. It came when the Aussies obediently lined up and turned in their guns because Uncle Kangaroo told them to. Never, ever give up your guns. In fact, buy more guns and buy ammo and train with them. Because a government that can arrest you for speaking freely and command you to cower in your home forever is not the government you signed up for when our little social compact was drafted and executed. I've always liked alternative music. I didn't realize it, but I guess I liked grunge. But I mean, now that I'm older, the stuff that would be considered punk rock, I'm really enjoying. And despite the fact that most of the time the band members in these groups that I enjoy, they sometimes, usually, but not always, consider themselves leftists, I saw their music in a different light than maybe they were trying to push out to me. And I thought the outrage and anger in the political songs matched my anger and outrage at the leftist establishment. There was a movie that came out called PCU, which stood for Politically Correct University, and it was a sort of a study on every possible manifestation of a protest that was available out there. So, I never attended college. I would not have wanted to attend college. Not when it was my time, not today. And that's primarily because I don't see the value of it. Because, the higher education part of it has long since left the building. But I mean, when I'm looking at my music, I use as my inspiration to fight. I try to find, common ground with those guys putting the music out there because I like it that much. And the Ramones were famously right wing. Nobody really rocked like them. Johnny Lydon of the Sex Pistols and then Johnny Rotten got in the act. Because he was sort of anti-abortion. Songs like God Save the Queen and Anarchy in the UK, those were never leftist anthems. Then there was Husker Du, who I never really understood. And here's the thing. The way I regard this music and the way I get inspired by it, I'm pretty sure it would probably mortify the surviving band members of those groups from those times so many years ago. But here's the problem with this. When you put something out there like that, you're not really in control of the interpretation. Especially with music. When music is put out there, you're not in control of the interpretation. And who cares? Who cares what the group thinks as the way I interpret it? So, punk is conservative, that's sort of simplistic, but it's anti-authority, and right now the anti-authority side, the nonconformists are conservative. That's been true for decades. Now, if you look at the current political bands like the incomparably crappy Rage Against the Machine, and they're all for the machine. They're eager cogs in it. Wear your mask, take your vax, pretend men are women, obey, obey, obey. Nah, I'm not a conformist. I'm not a conformist. You conservatives out there, you're the rebels now. You're the rebels now, and you can take the music and take the inspiration and understand that all of this belongs to us now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. There's over 20,000 gun laws on the books in this country, and none of them will ever stop a criminal from committing a crime. Not one of them. But when you add salt on crime prosecutors, politicians only trying to deflect blame, and an unguarded target just waiting to be looted, well, you get a perfect storm of criminality. Storm is exactly what swept the Union Pacific Railroad tracks in L.A. earlier this month. A storm of criminals. Now, since 2020, more than 90 rail cars have been burglarized on the 275 miles of tracks running through Los Angeles County, mostly in L.A.'s Lincoln Heights neighborhood, according to the Hastings Tribune, which on Wednesday revealed that firearms were among the thousands of items stolen by the thieves. LAPD Chief Michael Moore told his police commission this week, according to the paper, people were breaking into these containers and stealing firearms, tens of firearms. That gave us a great concern as a source, again, of further violence in the city, as people were capitalizing on the transport of these containers with having little or no policing or security services there. The trash and the utter devastation left on the train tracks by the criminals, whom Brill Cream Newsom, first called gangs but later referred to as organized groups, went viral. And it drew dozens of reporters, who drew dozens of politicians. And Newsom himself helped bag trash for the cameras at the crime scene just last week, wearing a t-shirt, ball cap, and a COVID-19 mask. Looking very governor-like, you know. Once the legacy media stories were aired, then the finger-pointing began. The railroad blamed Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon, who is soft on crime, especially if the defendant is homeless or a drug addict. Gascon blamed the railroad for poor security. Chief Moore noted that the massive number of empty boxes of debris created a free-for-all atmosphere among the thieves. Newsom touted his organized retail theft task force, which he created last year after L.A., San Francisco, and other California cities saw organized groups of ne'er-do-wells looting retail stores completely unhindered by law enforcement. Now, California has some of the most restrictive gun laws in the country, but none of them will keep guns out of criminal hands once the weapons have made it onto the black market. Even Joe Biden realized this once he learned that the Texas synagogue terrorist acquired his handgun from another criminal. And he admitted, you can't stop something like this if someone is on the street buying something for somebody else on the street. Similarly, none of the Golden State's gun laws will work if they're not enforced. And District Attorney Gascon admitted that his office only prosecuted about half of the railroad burglary cases they received from law enforcement, and that the charges included felony or misdemeanor charges of burglary, theft and receiving of stolen property. Misdemeanors. Newsom's organized groups burglarized locked rail cars and stole firearms. Armed burglary would have been a more appropriate felony charge. Now, Newsom said the carnage on the Lincoln Heights tracks looked like a third world country, and he took some political heat for that. He's actually more correct than incorrect. The only problem I have is that his assessment is too narrow in scope, because California has become a third world country. The entire state is nothing more than one large gun-free zone. Most Californians lack the means to defend themselves, their places, business, and their families. The Lincoln Heights free-for-all is nothing extraordinary. Just happened to catch the media's eye. And once a population is disarmed, gangs and organized criminal groups will always rise up. When a population is armed, the gangs disperse, because while they may not fear defunded law enforcement, or they may not fear soft-on crime prosecutors or anti-gun politicians, most career criminals still have an aversion to getting shot. Which, you know, as it should be. As it should be. Real quick, before we flip into the next hour, we get this. According to sources, U.S. Capitol Police are beginning to spy on people. A lot of times, if you're a visitor to the U.S. Capitol, they will often rummage through backpacks and purses. And lately, they may have also rummaged more than that. Maybe your tax records, or real estate holdings, and social media posts. All without your knowledge. Betsy Woodruff Swan and Daniel Lipman broke the details this week of a new Capitol Police initiative that involves deep dives into the speech background and lifestyle details of who members of Congress are meeting with, including donors, Hill staff, mayors, state legislators, and other Americans exercising their First Amendment right to petition their government. In one example, Swan and Lipman note, a donor meeting attended at a private home by Senator Rick Scott, chair of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, meant the homeowner and attendees had their social media scrutinized and evaluated for foreign contacts by Capitol Police. A donor meeting with Representative Steve Scalise, the House Republican whip, received similar treatment. The Capitol Police were directed to search for any information about event attendees, including donors and staff, that would cast a member in a negative light. And in both of those cases, the lawmakers and the attendees were unaware these checks were taking place. All of this occurring under the guise of enhanced security measures deemed necessary after the January 6th riot at the Capitol. What's unclear is how these measures would have actually prevented the January 6th event in the first place. And, well, they have not provided, the Capitol Police have not provided any detailed justification, and nor have they said that they're doing what they're doing with the records and how long those records are being stored or what other purposes they have. Because once they gather intel, they're not throwing it away. They're not shredding it. They're going to hang on to that. And the agency is only subject to congressional oversight, not to public records requests. So these searches they're doing, you can only imagine how easily they can become politicized. The personal details on Capitol Hill staff, state legislators, or donors are dispersed to partisans and suddenly leaked at an opportune political moment by some agency conveniently immune to the Freedom of Information Act and subject to limited oversight. After the aggressive leaking, spinning, and shaming that bureaucrats engaged in during the Donald Trump years, well, you know how possible that is. The practice also comes dangerously close to burdening the free exercise of political speech, which includes the right to petition the government for a redress of grievances without fear of reprisal. As Representative Kelly Armstrong, a former criminal defense attorney, pointed out to Swan and Lipman, these measures also walk right up to the line of spying on members of Congress, their staff, their constituents, and their supporters. Well, yeah. You betcha. They absolutely do. Anybody involved, Armstrong continued, anybody involved with the implementing this without making it known to the actual members of Congress should resign or be fired immediately. And I'm not big on calling for resignations. Subjecting American citizens to a virtual cavity search in exchange for petitioning the government they elect and the buildings they pay for is more than just a one-off. It is yet another hurdle thrown up by the Democratic regime in Washington to separate the rulers from the ruled. The Capitol, as well as the House and the Senate office buildings, remain closed to visitors as they have been since early spring 2020, the longest stretch in the country's history. It's been longer than any closure for the Civil War or even the 1918 outbreak of Spanish flu. Football stadiums all over the country are packed. Lawmakers fly to and from the Capitol on full flights and attend in-person events and fundraisers. And the Senate still votes in person, but the corridors of self-government remain closed off to the people whom they belong to. That's a problem. In addition to being transparently unnecessary, this undermines the whole idea of self-government. Yeah. Coming up next, Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. This is Lock and Load. Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.